So I'm at the end of the Kopi event at the Bermondsey Hotel or the new Bermondsey Hotel?
Bermondsey Square Hotel.
The Bermondsey Square Hotel. Have you got a Twitter feed?
We have. We're going to use it even more after tonight's event because we really, you know, value the information that we've been told about social media. It's something that, that as an old-fashioned hotelier, I've not really embraced hugely until now because I respect very much the integrity of my customers, and I really want to nurture them. But I really think that there is an opportunity for us to tell more people about what we're doing here at the hotel, because I think we've got a fantastic product in a new area. So bring it on.
Now, we're in Bermondsey, where I work and you work. It's been a fairly run-down area till recently. What's changed?
I think it all started with the Hartley's Jam Factory up the road. They were the first to develop the area.
2001?
Yeah, or even more recently. But they came to the area, as you say, 7-8 years ago. This site that has been home to the antiques market for 150 years was bought 4 years ago by... was bought 7 years ago, I'm sorry, by Aviva. And they've developed it. And in the meantime, Shard is 2 minutes up the road.
Which looks like it's going to be a fantastic building. I was really against it at first, but as it goes up, it looks quite a definitive skyline-type building.
I don't think we have changed the area. I don't think Shard has changed the area. I think Borough Market has created a real interest in this area. Bermondsey Street is the coolest street in Britain. You know, these are the things that have come to the area that have been very exciting for the area. And I'm told that come the Olympics, we will be the centre of town. We will be the apex of or the axis of London. And that shift is happening. I mean, the Olympics are moving to the East End. What's happening in Greenwich at the moment is also exciting for us because we do really... We are a developing area. We are the new Hoxton, Notting Hill, whatever you want to call us. But more importantly, we're an exciting community. We are working together to actually create a really exciting product in this area. And I think you're moving down here, and we're a part of hip hotels that are up there.
I've been here longer than you, actually.
Well, I'm sure you have. I mean, in me in particular, I've only been here since January. But I love the area. I'd never been east of Borough Market beforehand, and now I find this area very exciting. I live in Wandsworth, which, you know, it's wonderful, it's green, it's so conservative, and I come here and it's exciting, it's vibrant, it's got drive, it's got edginess. I love it around
here. Where do you live in Wandsworth? Because I'm from South London.
I actually moved from St Wreatham, otherwise known as Streatham.
Yes, it is called Streatham, actually.
Okay, still called Streatham. And I moved to just off East Hill about 2 years ago, and I love it.
Expensive?
Yes. my wife pays for it. Thank you very much if you're listening. But no, I...
She will be.
It's a wonderful area to live in and to bring children up in. I can't wait to see what happens to this area in the next 2 years. I'm so excited by what's happened in the year that I've been here, and I can see it continuing. It's just
okay. So most of the people that listen to this will not have a clue what the Bermondsey Square Hotel is, so give me your pitch. I mean, it's nice. From what I've seen of it, it's nice. Make it nicer.
We have put a product here that's affordable, that sits in a lovely little square in SE1, 10 minutes walk from London Bridge Station. Bring your wife, bring your girlfriend, bring your boyfriend. It's Bermondsey after all, so, you know, bring anyone you like and just come and enjoy a bit of our hospitality. Mike, my head chef, is fantastic. He's got a brilliant product down in the restaurant, and just come and see it for what it is, and just enjoy some old-fashioned hospitality in a really hip new environment. And tell us all about it afterwards, and send Audio Boo your comments. We'd love to hear them.